Well, we said this might be a time of soaking, but I wanted it to be a sort of focused, when I say focused soaking, you're all familiar with it. I know they do it here, but it's not too strange for some people. It's basically us receiving from God, receiving from Father. So we're not giving him our shopping list of requests. We're not sort of talking at him all the time or singing songs at him all the time, but it's receiving. You know, just saying, Father, what do you want to say to me? Or just focus on him thinking, how do you see me, Father? There are different things like that. And another one we sometimes do in this context is on comfort. Now, a few years ago, comfort was a totally new concept in this sort of situation. Now, I'm a nurse. I have been for probably nearly half a century now. That sounds... I'm not anymore. But you know, over the years, I've done lots of different things. And my last job working as a nurse was... I was a palliative care community nurse. So they are working out of a hospice into the community, people's homes and families. And that was in New Zealand. And I really enjoyed it. You know, there's something quite privileged and special about being with people at those times. So it's hard. But, you know, you want to bring the love of the Father to these people, not just the people who are sick, but the family that are left. And especially in people's homes, we had that privilege quite a lot. And when we started talking about comfort, I thought, I've been doing that for years, but I didn't know it. Yeah, lots of us, it's sort of intuitive, instinctive. It comes out of who we are and how we are with people. So obviously as a nurse, I was maybe in a different place to other people because I was always with people who needed comfort. And I realized the last probably 3 or 4 years particularly how important it is for us to have our hearts comforted. You know, and I don't think mostly we've ever acknowledged that, we've never realised that, but now we are. So whatever stuff went on in your past, your present, you know, at the moment, you know, we can ask Father to bring his comfort into your heart so that it's not that you just feel better, but you know he's working on you to really bring you into a place of rest and peace. And I know someone's going to say, that's easier said than done. Well, yes, maybe. But we'll still give it a go. You know, I've never stopped asking Father to meet with people, my patients, as it were. And I changed after I'd been to my first A school in how I talked with people and how I prayed with people, because the pleasure in the job that I did, we were allowed to do all of that if they asked for it. I mean, it's a bit of a no-no in some places, isn't it? And you can be jumped on from a great height for pushing your religion down their throat or whatever, however they care to call it. Well, absolute rubbish. Just because... Yeah, they're asking you, we can do it. We could do it. And I started changing how I prayed over people, even if it wasn't audible, you know, about them being comforted, about them seeing Father's arms around them and just holding them and comforting them. And it got me later on to think, I enjoy doing this. Not everyone did. Not all my colleagues did. And one day one of the girls at one of our supervision thing, I call these people girls. We were all 55 plus, right? We're all just girls. I think this lady was 64, 65, like that. And she said, I was asked by somebody the other day something, and I didn't know what to do. So I thought of you and you and you, because you're all Christians, you would know what to do. So we thought, Oh. So I thought, I will probably do what you do, which is that prayer that Trevor mentioned this morning. Say, help, what do I say to this person who's asked me to pray for them? So we were talking about that in a supervision group. And then we talked about what we'd received. And therefore, out of what we've received, we can give it out. And I want to sort of put that into a different word to say, what we have received, we can then impart to people. You know, because I don't think it's something you consciously say, oh, I think I'm now going to give out this whatever to this person. It just comes out of who you are. And that's what I decided with us nurses, there were quite a few of us, the privilege that we had of understanding a bit about being comforted. And we had a whole session in that, as I said, that supervisory, get together. That yes, when we are comforted, we can then comfort others in all their needs. And you might think, well, that's obvious. Can I just suggest to you, no, it's not. There's a lot that some of us, in different aspects of our lives, might think, well, that's obvious. But to somebody else, it is not obvious. So, what I would like you to spend about 30 seconds just doing at the moment is just ask Father to show you somewhere that he's comforted you and maybe you actually didn't know it. You know, things just got better, things improved, and if it's like me, you might think after, he was comforting me there, but I didn't realise it was him. So just take half a minute, just ask him, Father, please show me somewhere where you have comforted me in my heart, even if I didn't know it. Well, I won't embarrass you by asking anyone to come out and share, but just let him minister to your heart on that. And then I'll just read a bit more of what Paul said, that Trevor has already quoted it at some point. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles. Father will comfort you in all your troubles. In all our troubles. Even if we haven't ever really stopped to think about it or asked him. I think sometimes we're in too much of a hurry to rush on to the next bit so that we can comfort others with the comfort we've received. But you know, when you've received comfort, you have it to give away. And there's all sorts of things we need comfort for. I mean, some of you might just be thinking, oh, I didn't get it there, I didn't get it there, or that's a pain still in my heart. You know, I mean, I think a classic one when I was a young mum, except at that point I wasn't a young mum, I was doing midwifery and I had a miscarriage, as have lots of other people. And sometimes we'd never been in the context where you take time to grieve that sort of loss. You know, there's others that are more obvious, but that was quite a big one that we've realised the last few years. It was just unstated and you carry on with life, but there's still a bit of a pain in your heart. I think there's obviously a big, big pain in your heart if you've lost a loved one. If you've lost a spouse and you lose a parent, you lose a child. You know, sometimes we just carry on. I mean, there's this great British thing, she held up well. You've probably heard that, particularly in the older generation. Well, maybe we did, but do you know it's okay to grieve and to say, hey, I've lost. I've been bereaved. It really hurts. All I want to do is cry. But Father, comfort us when we do that. Just, you know, you have permission for things that you have lost and bereaved of. You know, bereaved means actually like a, the reavers were people that stole something from you. You know, something's been snatched away from us by whatever means. And for some people, it's losing a job. It's divorce. Even long-term sickness or chronic pain. They're all things that we need comfort in our heart from sometimes in order to cope. So what I am going to do now is I'm going to play you some music and just ask that Father will bring comfort to you in uncomforted areas of your heart, to give you revelation on where you have been comforted and that comfort is available to you. And also something I thought this morning that I thought was pretty important was, you know, we are all the focus of his love. So his heart is to meet with us and nurture our hearts, you know, bring healing to our hearts. And I know it was said a few times about when we know who he is, we know who we are. It's not the other way around. When we know who God is as our Father, we then know that we are his son, his daughter. So within the comfort, I want to ask that he will comfort your hearts with a revelation of who you are in him. So just a little bit to go on this afternoon. But, you know, let's just take time, just receive. And I'm actually going to read out something to you as we start this. It takes about 3 minutes, I think. Because I like to read truth over people. And there's all sorts of truth we have. But in the context of soaking, you know, it's just us and Father. And we can say, hey, Father, thank you that you speak your truth to me. Thank you that you bring healing and comfort in my heart. And just reveal more of yourself to me. You say, whatever little bit you do know, there's more. And however open, little bit open your heart is, he can meet you there. So I will put some music on. We'll see how this works out. And I shall read. It's actually part of the Father's love letter. Because I thought, do you know, that is just so good. And I saw it out there. And it's truth from Father how he sees us and his heart for us. So just receive it over yourself as I read it. And then we'll just leave the music playing probably to about 3 o'clock at the most. So 20, 25 minutes. Okay. If you want to stay sitting there, there's not a lot of room to do a lot else, but it's up to you how you feel comfortable. And just put yourself in a position to receive from Father. And it might help if you put your hand over your heart. You know, that helps put you in the zone. Say, Father, I'm just looking to you. I'm looking to meet with you, hear from you. I want to hear your truth about me. And I know that you'll bring comfort into my heart. There's great comfort, you know, in hearing his truth in your heart. So, I just put the music on here. So, Father, thank you that you speak to us in all sorts of different ways and by all sorts of different means. I thank you that your word, when we put it all together in a special way like this, it just speaks volumes to us. about how you see us and your heart of love for us. And thank you. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up, and I'm familiar with all of your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered, for you were made in my image. It might be a truth some of you need to hear. You were made in his image, the image of your heavenly Father. In me you live and move and have your being. You are my offspring. I knew you before you were even conceived. I chose you before I planned creation. You are not a mistake. You are not a mistake. And Father, if any of us need special comfort deep in our hearts for feeling that we were maybe not in the right time or that we were a mistake, Father, may we see that as you see it. You say we were not a mistake. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you would live. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. And I brought you forth on the day you were born. And I celebrated over you the day you were born. Did you see your Father celebrated over you? I think that would be a comfort to some of you. You think, hey, was I ever celebrated? Yes, you were. Probably by lots more people than you think. But also your Heavenly Father. I have been misrepresented by those who don't know me. I am not distant and angry, but I am the complete expression of love. So if some of you have seen him as distant and angry, I pray you put comfort into your heart because of what happened that made you think like that, because that's not who he is. It is my desire to lavish my love on you because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you receive comes from my hand, for I am your provider and I meet all your needs. So, Father, if some of us are struggling financially or whatever like that, may we be comforted in knowing that you will meet our needs. As you are your provider. You are our provider. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope. And maybe some of you who struggled with having a future full of hope. I just ask that Father you comforts you in that area too. And brings wisdom and insight and comfort into that deep reason why you struggle with having hope for your future. I love you with an everlasting love. So whatever you have done or whatever you have thought and struggled with, he loves you with an everlasting love. And his thoughts towards you are as countless as the sands on the seashore. He's got many happy thoughts about you. Maybe he'll comfort you with speaking a few happy thoughts to some of you. I rejoice over you with singing. Now, they say that a child never forgets the lullaby that particularly mothers and other family members sing over them, because it brings them comfort. Some of you might hear your Heavenly Father singing over you in some way, a bit like a lullaby, and bringing you comfort. I will never stop doing good to you, he says, for you are my treasured possession. So be comforting. Whatever you think of yourself, he sees you as a treasured possession. I want to show you great and marvelous things. And when you delight in me, I give you the desires of your heart, because it's me who gave you those desires in the first place. And I am able to do for you more than you could possibly imagine. So whatever you can imagine about God, your Heavenly Father, in showing you things, comforting you, loving you, he does more than we can imagine. Yeah, so Father, at this time, just may we experience a little more of the more than we can imagine, as we know you loving us right now. For I am your greatest encourager, and I'm also the Father who comforts you in all your trouble. When you are broken-hearted, I am close to you. And that's often the times we feel it least, because we're so caught up in our broken-heartedness. I just think some of you might see him just putting an arm around you and saying, you're broken-hearted, but I'm close. And I will just hold you and comfort you. As a shepherd carries my lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. And one day I will wipe away every tear from your eyes and take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your Father, and I love you even as I love my Son, Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you is revealed. So, Father, for all those of us that are in a really close relationship with Jesus, may we just see him as showing us you. He is the exact representation of my being, and he came to demonstrate that I'm for you, not against you. And he came to tell you I'm not counting your sins. And his death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. And I gave up everything I loved so that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me, and nothing will ever separate you from my love again. I think there might be a few of you who need comfort for that, the truth being spoken, that whatever has happened, nothing separates you from the love of God, your Heavenly Father. So come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been Father, and I will always be Father. So can you be my child? I am waiting for you. So with love from your dad, Almighty God. Father, thank you. Thank you that you will talk to us and minister to us individually. And you will love us individually. That we are your sons and daughters. And you have such love for us. Thank you.